I'm in Mount Sanford, and I'm talking to Joe Bevan. Joe, I know the story is going to be mostly about your dad, and where does it start? I mean, where did you grow up?
I grew up initially as a young child in Mount Pleasant Avenue off Rathmines, and in around about, I reckon, 1938, we moved to Beechwood Park, which is where I grew up, really.
Your father, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bevan. And was that a name? Your grandfather, was he?
I never met my paternal grandfather. Mm. Although I do know that he was lived in Dominic Street, took part in the Rising. Don't know whether he died, still don't know him, but I've never met my paternal grandfather.
And your mother, who was your mother?
My mother was a Rosie Costello, originally from Cavan. And I knew her mother and father. So I knew both grannies and one grandfather.
Was she involved? Was she a member of Cumann na mBan?
She was a member of Cumann na mBan, and somewhere, although we've lost it, she had won the original Cumann na mBan medals, and there are two, if you remember.
How did they meet, your father and mother?
Do you know, I've no idea. It had to be during the War of Independence type thing. I don't know when she was in Cumann na mBan. I know that her immediate CO was, what the heck was her name? They lived in Clanbrassil Street. And her daughter is a painter and has been involved up in Kilmainham in an exhibition.
Yeah.
Sally. I'll think of the name later.
It was Sally.
Sally Smith.
That was Sally Smith.
The
well
daughter
done.
And the mother was Mae Gibney.
Mae Gibney. And I remember her. A good looking, I think. A stern looking lady. But she was Mam CO in Cumann na mBan.
Right. And so when you were growing up then, did your dad talk to you about the Rising at all?
Not very often. You had to drag things out of dad. The one thing I can't remember, whatever timbre he had in his voice, and he was a baritone, I used to cry. I remember sitting on his knee crying because he would sing things like Trumpeter or what have you. Because he was eventually, during the raising money for the movement during the War of Independence, he was a member of a singing group which was called the Frongach Quartet, although dad was never in Frongach. But he was with three other fellows, his brother Tommy, who was a bass as opposed to dad's baritone, a fellow called Richard Croft, who was apparently a very well-known organist, and the other guy, Willie Lamass, who eventually turned out to be the chief executive of the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, and whom I became great friends with